As the Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide prepares for its first public hearings, there's a clearer picture today of the scale of the crisis. The latest figures show more than 1,200 men and women who've served in the military took their own lives during the past two decades, almost three times more than previously reported. Here's Defence correspondent Andrew Green.
Each year, the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare tallies the number of serving and former military personnel who've taken their own lives. This year, it's found 1,273 died by suicide between 2001 and 2019, a substantial rise on the previous year's report, which identified 465. The discrepancy is due mainly to how the Institute is collating the data. It's now including veterans who served at least one day from 1985 until the year 2000, not just those who came after.
These increased numbers emphasise the urgency of the need to continue our work to improve our services and support, to reach out and lean into our veterans.
Christine Morgan is the chief executive of the National Mental Health Commission. She says the rates of suicide for people who are still serving are lower than those who've left the ADF.
The risks in particular are for our female veterans. And with respect to our male veterans, if they are young, under 30 years old, have had 5 years or less of service, and are discharged on medical grounds.
Gwen Churn is the veteran family advocate. Her ex-serviceman husband, Peter, took his own life in 2017, and she says right now is a particularly difficult time for military personnel and veterans.
We've had court cases in the media as well as negative stories about our SAS in the media. We have the special inspector coming online, the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the subsequent fall to the Taliban, the missions to support Afghans seeking refuge on top of COVID and lockdowns.
This latest data comes 5 months after the Prime Minister's announcement of a wide-ranging Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicides.
They are people. They are sons and daughters, mothers and fathers. They have families and have left so many people behind to live without them and deal with that pain every single day.
In a statement, the Veterans Affairs Minister, Andrew Gee, says while there's been important progress in addressing the issue of suicide, such as free mental health treatment for life, more needs to be done. And one of the changes he's making is getting the Department of Veterans Affairs to speed up the processing of claims so veterans can get the assistance they need.
Andrew Green reporting, and the service Open Arms offers support for current and former ADF members and their families. You can call 1800 011 046.